This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it. The kryptonite to globalists. Whatever it is we're doing, they don't like it. I haven't aired one of the local newscasts or all the national newscasts lying about us. It's one thing to look at the news articles. It's another thing to watch people attack you and lie about you. But the judge up there in Connecticut, we'll talk about her some, because it's bigger than InfoWars. And does she not understand how the Internet works or what's going on? We're going to play some of that newscast next segment. But you talk about the Connecticut Post. That's very unrespected, you know, a known kind of rag, like the Inquirer's, like the high mark compared to them. Judge sanctions Alex Jones for child porn claim. So, and I guess that is what the judge said. Like, that's why we're appealing it. And her letting the suit go forward, basically, is what's happened. We were even challenging it to throw it out. We still have another chance, obviously, several to throw it out. But she is saying, you shouldn't question that anybody. We were sent this by people death threatening us. We're getting it all from the FBI. They said we were the victim. I'm saying I'm being set up. So they say that I'm saying Chris Matty set me up. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Chris Matty, I believe, went to the FBI to try to get me arrested. They basically admit that now. They say it's illegal that I transmitted child porn. No, somebody sent me unopened emails. They went and asked for all our Sandy Hook emails. It was buried, hidden in a Sandy Hook email, hidden links, and then I'm supposedly the bad guy. Of course I'm pissed off. And then these articles come out, you know, saying that I've transmitted child porn, and then Matty goes out and does a press conference and goes along with it. So it's just unbelievable, Bob.
Well, precisely. The big issue here is you have courts and lawyers advocating for a position that says that there's a exception to the First Amendment if you're a party to a lawsuit, and that there's a special safe space for lawyers, which I find sort of ludicrous. The idea of being a lawyer in a case does not entitle you to be immune from criticism, even harsh criticism. That's the reality. That goes with the territory.
But to be clear, my main criticism was whoever tried to frame me with the child porn, and then I said, and this whole gaggle's trying to bring me down, me thinks they protest too much. I did not say Chris Matty was who sent it to me, but then the media said it was him, and now he's bought into that narrative as the victim.
Correct, yes. And I think I think the judge got things wrong here about what took place and what transpired. But putting aside that she, I think, got the facts wrong, I think that the facts show that there wasn't any attempts to...
Yeah, no, take your time. We've got next segment, too. So, I mean, walk through that. It's interesting.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the underlying facts are different than what the judge apparently concluded, in the sense that there wasn't the criticism was focused on whoever it was who was sending these malware attacks, sending these child porn embedded attacks on InfoWars. That was where the criticism was. That's where the anger was expressed for. And there was some confusion and deliberate confusion on behalf of the press to try to confuse that. But independent of that, as a general matter, as a universal matter, no court should ever use its power to sanction a person for speech that occurred outside of court when there's not even a constitutionally imposed gag order in place. And in general, well, most gag orders are unconstitutional. That's why courts now don't issue them. They cannot circumvent that constitutional requirement by imposing punishment on people for questioning or critiquing the other side. So even though the judge got the facts wrong, even if the judge was right about the fact, it is very dangerous for courts to use its extraordinary power over litigants and parties to a case to punish them for their speech. That's just wrong, period.
Pattis, obviously the case in Connecticut, he thinks, even in Connecticut, being very liberal, that the courts are going to overturn this.
Yes, they have to. There's simply no precedent for this. There is no precedent where a court has been allowed to sanction someone for their out-of-court...
Well, Pattis claims there's a case where somebody outside said something to a party who was a woman, and that intimidated her. But I mean...
That's called fighting words. So if you have imminent lawless action where you're in the physical presence of someone, then that's a different dynamic. That isn't what happened here at all. Even by the judge's misunderstanding of the facts, that's not what happened. So if courts start misusing their power to censor, suppress, or punish people for their speech, we're in a dangerous position in our
country. Let's talk about this. Is it a dangerous power grab? Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping me on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
War. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at.
The gleam in their eyes as the ships close. Every man excited to get some action. Feel the ships barreling over the sea. Closing. The other ships are running. We'll catch them. When we do. There's going to be a new world order, all right, but not the one they thought. All right, coming in with some ministry. You know, ministry's a big fan of Al Jorgensen. His last four or five albums are InfoWars inspired. He is quite an interesting character. I'll leave it at that. Not name dropping. There's a lot of folks who are listeners to the show. It just reminded me of something sad with another friend of mine that's in music, but I'm not going to get into that today. Bob Barnes, let's talk about this judge and play this newscast, because this, again, now this is not Alex Jones. I would not have a show every day spending 30, 40 minutes about me, but the way we're being persecuted, what's happening, the way the news is saying judge sanctions Jones for thinking he was framed with whoever sent me child porn. Well, whoever sent it said, I'm going to kill you, and had hidden porn links. Of course they were trying to frame me. The media said that I was saying that Chris Matty was that. I made it clear then and the next day before they filed these motions that it wasn't Chris Matty when the press said that, this former Democrat federal prosecutor. So recapping how dangerous this is, there's no precedent out there for what this judge said. Norm Pattis was blown away by the judge. And the fact that reportedly she was even thinking about a default judgment against us, but didn't go that far. My God. And only said, oh, well, we're not going to, you know, consider your slap motion. We're going to set a trial date for this because Chris Matty made himself the victim. I mean, this is new in American law, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, there have been prior attempts to issue gag orders on parties. But here there was no gag order in place because constitutionally there shouldn't be one. And the other side wants to be able to talk to the press at will. So when you have a situation like this, for people out there generally, our greater concern is, even the court got certain facts wrong here. It's much bigger than your case or your situation. This is about the public's right, because the public gets educated about their legal rights through high-profile cases. And it's one reason why I have been involved in these for many years and have commented on them even in cases I'm not involved in, because the public gets their interpretation and their legal education through how the high-profile cases are covered and what they think they're entitled to or not entitled to, what rights they believe they have or do not have, are shaped by that. And the very dangerous precedent that was being attempted to be set here was that if a court didn't like the out-of-court statement of a party, you're criticizing the lawyer for the other side, not a party for the other side, but criticizing a lawyer for the other side, even though she got a lot of the facts wrong about what she assumed took place here, putting that aside, even if she was right, it is a dangerous pattern and precedent to set to say that out-of-court speech that is otherwise completely protected by the First Amendment, by everybody's admission and acknowledgement, is somehow no longer subject to the First Amendment's protection and is outside the First Amendment's protection, and a judge can use their mighty power of the gavel to effectively suppress, censor, and punish speech they dislike. So that's the scary part, part one. So not only would a gag order here would have been unconstitutional, you can't circumvent that unconstitutional provision by effectively punishing someone for engaging in speech you couldn't prohibit under the Constitution and the First Amendment in the first place. The second scary component of this is there's more and more lawyers who appear to believe that this isn't being particularly critical of the lawyers in Connecticut. This is about the general mindset of the lawyers across the country, where there are more lawyers that I'm running into who believe that they're supposed to have a safe space protection around them that means that if they bring a lawsuit, magically somehow because they bring a lawsuit, they're supposed to be immune from public criticism. I have been subject to more attacks than probably almost any high-profile lawyer in the country. I mean, after I was involved in the Covington case, is just the most recent example. I have the FBI still investigating bomb threats against my offices. I had death threats on a repeated basis. I had people hack my email account or try to hack my social media account. They created a fake website, a fake site online that was supposed to be Barnes Law, and created fake reviews to defame me and libel me. And they did it behind anonymous rankings. This is annoying, but it's par for the course. This is what happened. Now, all of that behavior is actually illicit behavior. What I never even thought of is to go to a bar association or go to a court and complain about other people saying bad things about me because I filed a suit. That's just insane.
But that's what the other lawyers in Texas are doing. They're trying to create a system where you can't even talk about what a lawyer has said about us. They can talk, the left can talk, but we can't. And then liberal judges go, or leftist judges say, that's the case. You're going to be here next week. We're going to make a big announcement. I'm going to leave it at that in the next week and a half or so. But we are definitely taking action. Then there's going to be some lawsuits after that. We're not litigious. We're not looking for that. But, folks, you want people to fight for America. You want people to stand up and say no to the globalists. You want people to report on the Clintons and all the pedophile rings that are now in the news. You want people to, you know, expose globalism or the Islamic invasion. We're doing it. And we're not backing down. And we're exposing the Covington hoax first. We expose it first. We're exposing it all. We are the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear. And that's why everybody has to remember we're running a Save InfoWars special right now to get more capital in because we've not been able to expand. We've actually been contracting some. The enemy has been winning with all their attacks. We're still reaching a lot of people thanks to you, but we need capital to get more reporters in the field to launch a bunch of stuff we've got ready to do that is going to devastate the globalists. And we've proven we don't talk, we deliver. But I need war bonds. I need capital. InfoWarsStore.com, store-wide free shipping, 50% off, double Patriot points. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. We've got a bunch of new Made in America shirts with really soft designer fabric and really the highest quality imprints where the shirts are costing us up to $15 a piece and we're selling them on sale for $19.95. And that $5 helps fund us, but it's a great deal on the T-shirt that's still on sale. That's already so popular, Space Force, America's Back shirt, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Bob, if you got to go, that's fine. And I'm not putting you on the spot. If you got to go, it's fine with me. If you want to do one more segment, I haven't gotten to this newscast with the media attacking me with what they're saying, what they're doing, just as a template and an example. If you've got time, I'd hold you over and play that and get your take. If not, closing comments, the last 2 minutes we have.
No, I definitely have time. I mean, I think, as I've said the other day, and I said to the people in the press, your case is the template case for American freedom moving forward. And whether or not they can break the InfoWars base, whether or not they can stop the InfoWars audience from supporting the InfoWars network.
Because, again, like you said in corporate documents, the model of self-funding, self-sales is the thing that the corporations, the globalists fear. Because crowdsourcing and individuals doing this scares the living daylights out of them.
Absolutely. It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square, The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government, that's not being backed by a corporate advertiser. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person is allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age of ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
But as you said, like the Star Spangled Banner, in the morning the flag was still there, and now the enemy is getting really pissed and putting out giant mega hoaxes against us. I see it as a sign of weakness. We'll see what Bob thinks on the other side. Then we're going to play this news report, then I'll come back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In all the local newspapers where I live, family calling from Dallas, Houston, I'm on the front page of the paper. Alex Jones sent child porn. None of it's true. Alex Jones lost a lawsuit for a book he wrote with Professor Jim Fetzer saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. None of it's true. Front of Facebook, front of Twitter, front of Yahoo. That's what they do. That's when the bullet hits the bone and you go, my God, they are just as evil as I thought they were. Unbelievable. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyers here. This is about America. This is about a press out of control. This is about fake news on steroids. Let's go to part of this local TV station piece. And Bob, just say pause anytime you want. And if you want to make comments, as I'm, you know, obviously don't need to groom you, but getting you the lay of the land to host shows yourself here. So just say, hey, pause when you want. We'll back it up a few seconds. WFSB, this is a judge sanctions Alex Jones after he claims he was framed. Yeah, don't let that man say he's being framed. My goodness gracious, shut him up right now. Here it is.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones in trouble here in Connecticut. Jones, who once called the Sandy Hook massacre a hoax, is causing another stir. And this time, it's over implying that an attorney representing those families tried to frame him with child pornography. Today, both sides were in court for a hearing, and so was Channel 3 New Haven Bureau Chief Matt McFarlane, who joins us live now with what happened, Matt.
Dennis, the judge came down on Jones and his attorney sanctioning the InfoWars host, claiming and saying that his behavior was indefensible, unconscionable, and possibly criminal. They say when he made those statements online, they said the judge said if he wanted to have an issue and he thought he was being framed and set up, she says he could have gone to authorities. She says he could have filed a motion with the court. But she says when he went on his web show and actually named attorney Chris Maddie and made these allegations, she says that's when he crossed the line.
Let's zoom in on Chris Maddie. Oh, nice little Chris Maddie. What a good American. What a good boy. You think you'll put on me what... Anyways, I'm done. Total war. You want it, you got it.
It's this recent roughly 20-minute rant by InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones with his attorney Norm Pattis by his side that led to lawyers meeting in this Bridgeport courtroom today. Attorneys representing Sandy Hook families in their defamation lawsuit against Jones filed a motion with the court asking for sanctions and penalties, saying they've had to reach out to law enforcement and are getting threats after Jones mentioned attorney Chris Maddie by name, showing his picture and inferring that Maddie was behind the child pornography that turned up in emails handed over during discovery. Jones and his attorney argued the emails had been sent to him by others and that no one associated with him ever opened them, even offering a reward to anyone who could provide information leading to a conviction. They say the FBI is now investigating who sent the emails. Today in court, attorneys representing Jones argued he had walked back his initial comments, claiming what Jones said wasn't a threat or harassment and that he has a right to free speech. But the judge wasn't buying it, handing down the sanction. statement saying Jones's words and actions were unacceptable.
Let me say this about Mr. Jones's conduct. His conduct, and I think the court concluded this, really threatened the integrity of judicial proceedings here in Connecticut. And that was the basis for why she imposed sanctions, and we think it was appropriate.
Now, we're told Jones's attorneys will appeal today's ruling. Now, up on that 6-4 courtroom today, as part of the sanctions, the judge ruled that Jones has lost his special motion to dismiss this case. He'll also be responsible for paying the plaintiff's attorney's fees regarding the child pornography issue. As for the defamation lawsuit, a trial date has been set for November of 2020. We're live with the Mobile Newsroom in Bridgeport. Matt McFarland, Channel 3, Eyewitness News.
So, Bob, what's your take on that?
Couple of things. You notice how they're mixing and matching things. So this is how the media lies when they are at least more successful at lying outside of the libel law. What they do is, so they took something that involved a legitimate concern where there's no question. The FBI has already confirmed you're innocent. The FBI has already confirmed that someone was sending you malware. The FBI has already confirmed that someone was trying to frame you. None of that is in dispute. None of that is in controversy. But they confuse and conflate that issue with the separate issue of whether or not negative statements made about the lawyer constitute a basis for sanctions. And instead they make it sound like, oh, you know, Jones says he was set up, but really the judge didn't make that determination, and the judge is really sanctioning him for saying he was set up, which is all false. That isn't what happened in the court proceedings. That isn't what the judge did. That isn't what the lawyers did. That isn't what happened. So that's the creative way in which the press lies. They lie by association. They lie by affiliation. They lie by innuendo. They lie by connecting things that are actually not connected to one another to create a bigger, broader, wider, deeper lie. So part of what the media station here is doing that, and that's what the media coverage is trying to do. They're trying to say, oh, actually, the judge rebuked Jones for saying that he was set up or that he was framed. Totally false. The judge said no such thing. The judge didn't rule on that at all. In fact, it's undisputed and incontroverted that someone tried to deliberately sabotage you, deliberately undermine you, deliberately try to frame you, and the press went along with it with their false and libelous headline. That is not the – nobody in court has ever said anything different. So there, that's the biggest sort of innuendo lie that they're trying to tell. The second part there is the attempt by the defense lawyer, the plaintiff's lawyer, to defend the court's ruling by saying that somehow judicial proceedings were jeopardized. Complete nonsense. The First Amendment is clear. The First Amendment does not allow a court to say, well, I want lawyers to be specially protected, and so I'm not going to allow harmful speech to be issued against them. That's just not the case. There has to be a call for imminent lawless action under the Brandenburg decision, under the Skokie decision, under the Westboro Baptist decision. In each of those cases, people were saying things that were truly offensive. I mean, you had the Nazis marching in a neighborhood that had the highest per capita number of Holocaust victims in America. You had the Klan organizing in the Brandenburg case right outside of an African-American neighborhood.
And Bob, we're almost out of time, but in closing here, we talked last night. I mean, do you want to get into the fact that we didn't do this on purpose? I got mad. They mixed together what I said. They misrepresented. We're not worried about that. Yeah, they're trying to get criminal charges, all the rest of it, whatever. Whatever. It'll just make us more of a martyr. People know none of this is true. So fill your hand if that's what you want to do politically. But you made the point that the judge was probably going to throw out our slap deal anyways, the way she's been behaving. But now they've got an actual appeal. We've got a good chance of winning by this precipitous action.
No doubt. They made a mistake in the tactical decisions they made, and the judge made a mistake. Because the judge made it clear that there's a lack of respect in the Connecticut court system for the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The First Amendment, the lawsuit itself is a slap in the face to the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And the court's order is a slap in the face to the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And now that issue is clearly, cleanly presented.
All right.
And so I think, consequently, if the protection of the First Amendment of the United States, the lead person doing it, the lead organization doing it, is InfoWars. You are the key to defending the First Amendment for everybody moving forward.
And I have no criminal record, no history of it. I'm in another state. It's clearly, they just made all this up. All right, God bless you, Bob. We'll talk to you in the studio soon. We'll be right back with the big news.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's what people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hosting the foreign hour today. Ellie Weaver's going to pop in, but I've got three really powerful reports that I saw on YouTube, and so many of these people I've never heard of, and I just get stuck for hours watching their great research. So I want to talk about those folks and alert you to their presence though many of you are probably already aware of who they are. And one of them I found out about because they were banned on YouTube until there was a big protest. And I went and watched it, very intellectual, from a liberal perspective, not a leftist perspective, but a liberal perspective. That's coming up next hour. Paul Watson did a very informative report on cyberpunk that came out in the 1980s that a black writer created. And people are wondering how they predicted everything so exactly. I'm going to explain something. I'm not saying that the author of the cyberpunk series is a bad guy. My dad was in research science when he was in high school. And he was in Plan 2 at UT, where high school kids went to UT, okay? And they're like, the public doesn't know about our nuclear reactors or our computers. Or by the time he was going to UT as a adult, young adult, they already had CD-ROM, all this stuff. What you're shown in the news and what they admit to is only the tip of the iceberg. And so we're going to play that cyberpunk, the eerily accurate predictions of Cyberpunk 2020 next hour as well with my analysis. So it's a big fourth hour today. And we're doing a lot of exciting stuff. I bought Millie Weaver and crew, because they're contractors, an RV. Our RV burned up in a big famous fire that happened in Round Rock a few months ago. It was like hundreds of RVs burned up, some electrical fire. So I took the money from the insurance of that, and I just bought them an RV. I didn't give it to them. I gave them an interest-free loan over the years. But I'm not bragging here. They're on fire. Caitlin Bennett works with her. She hired Caitlin Bennett, or they're contractors together. She goes around with her husband, and Caitlin goes around with her fiance, and they get physically attacked, and they get everything. And, you know, Caitlin Bennett comes along and says, I've got an idea, or I got her to town, but they were so busy shooting stuff, going down to the abortion rallies, the pro-abortion rallies to cover them, and getting beat up by those women, that I could never get with Caitlin, even have time to go, how can I finance, while I still have money, getting you on your feet even more because you kick ass so much? You see, and I'm going to go back to this, I'm going to hit all the news. When I get up here talking about Paul, me throwing him out of the nest, that's not like bragging. It had to be done. Anybody ever read Oliver Stone's and Millis's Conan the Barbarian? It's a very good movie. Conan Destroyer is a terrible movie. But Conan's already the top gladiator in the world, in the known world. He's sleeping outside. They come out with an axe and hack off the chains and say, go, because it's just not right to have somebody who's successful and strong and good under your wings anymore. It's time for them to go. It's time to be emancipated. It's time to not be a slave. I'm not saying Paul is my slave, but I know Paul. I talk to folks that know him well in England. It's like, yeah, I like the Alex, like what he does, but he is kind of a maniac, and I want to be my own person. And I'm like, well, good. Let me help you be your own person. And it's the same thing with Owen. It's the same thing with Millie. It's the same thing with all these people. I probably got 15 reporters I want to hire. I don't have the money to do it. But I'll tell you this. The reason when Millie pitched me this lower-tier RV, but it's new. What's the point of having one breaking a lot? It's one of the lower-end ones, but it's, you know, kind of the plain Jane one that has a good record. I'm like, yeah, I'm paying for hotels and I'm paying for airplanes everywhere. It's cheaper just to get you the RV. But I said, the great part about it is it's yours and you just go into the future and hopefully you pay me back. But I'm in the process here with the enemy trying to shut us down of trying to get as many people as I can ready, trained in the field. And I want to really expand that operation, but that takes capital. And I mean, take the Marine Corps or the U.S. Army or any military that has a history. You don't have the officers and the people trying to stay in charge forever and looking down on the troops. You're looking for who's the best in the organization to promote them up and teach them everything you know so they'll be better than you. And then when it comes time to die, I don't mean physically, but time to be destroyed, in case you get shot when you're out there, you know, leading armies on the battlefield, you need to have other officer corps ready to step in and take action. And we've had a 25-year run, ladies and gentlemen. But let me tell you, when they're running front page Twitter for 2 days that I'm sending out child porn when it's not true, and then I write books about stuff I didn't write, and it's totally made up, that means they're letting me know, buddy, this is the last straw. Well, guess what? I get it, and I'm not backing down. So do whatever you got to do. You have to deal with Jesus Christ. And if it's God's plan, I'm destroyed. That's the way it is. I have no fear. I have fear, and I'm about to cover what I have fear of. I have fear of letting monsters like Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein and others continue to do what they do. And so, you know, if vampires were real, and I opened a door, and there was a vampire bent over one of my kids about to bite him, I would attack that vampire with everything I got. It doesn't mean I want to fight some 6'7" vampire with superhuman strength, but I'm going to do it. And, you know, there's a chance I might actually get a good stab into him. Okay, maybe he'll limp off and somebody else gets him. The point is that you want to fight, man. You got one. You understand that? So, but I think the listeners need to understand we've entered Mordor. InfoWars, myself particularly, is now right down to the wire with the enemy. And we've grievously wounded them. We've grievously hurt them. And they intend to take us out of the fight. But however the breaks happen, however the dice roll, however providence works, we know God's on our side, and that's what matters. And it's God's plan. Satan is not in control. Satan is only in control of his minions, his pathetic servants. So thank God you're not part of that. When we come back, the huge stack that I didn't even have the will to cover yesterday. Okay, because I reread all this morning. I spent about 30 minutes looking over this, and it's when you understand that convicted child traffickers, child sex traffickers run Amber Alert, you're not in Kansas anymore. And when you realize Hillary, it's on NBC News, was caught running a pedophile ring, and that's why they brought up the whole Pizzagate thing and twisted all that to have one part of it not true so they could discredit the whole thing. It's just unbelievable. So what I want to do is I want to really just take on the enemy with everything we got. And I just want to signal to everybody, all the other signals have been real. All the other flags I've shot up have been, hey, we need help. Thank you for the help. But, man, now I'm just telling you, we need to provision this operation as if no more funding is going to come in for a while. And we've got to dig in ahead of election 2020, and we've got to stand behind the president, and we've got to just realize this is not a regular election. This is not a regular time to be politically involved. This is war. This isn't like going out and having some baked beans and some hamburgers, 4th of July, baby. This is what the 4th of July is all about. And the globalists are trying to silence me and you and everybody else with intimidation, and we need a strong message to them that we're not backing down, we're not giving in, and that's finances. That's hard, cold cash and products sold and donations at InfoWarsStore.com. We make it easy with store-wide free shipping, 50% off, double Patriot points, instead of 5% on every order, that's 10% off your next order, additional 10% off with auto ship. There's no excuse. We've got the highest-rated fish oil. We've got the highest-rated turmeric. We've got the best iodine. We've got the best coffee. We've got the best natural sleep aid knockout. We've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste. We've got the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. The best we can bring you at the best prices, so it's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com. Commit now. Say a prayer for InfoWars. Say a prayer for America's children in the world. Say a prayer for peace, because evil knows we're on the march, and they're counter-striking right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War. It's Alex Jones.
Sweet, I'm alive tonight. Out on the streets of here.
We've got some bad news, and we've got some really, really fantastic news. And then I'm going to get into the Clintons and the NBC News report from years ago, and now new reports of new investigations of the pedophile rings they run to control government inside the State Department. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm hosting fourth hour today. It's going to be particularly powerful. Then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Don't forget the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. weekdays, and I do the Sunday Show, 4 to 6 p.m. Okay. Here is the bad news, but it just illustrates what we're talking about. You know they've banned the political party sites on Facebook and other platforms that are for the president of Brazil. You know they banned most of Trump's support on YouTube and Facebook. And Google's manipulated the rankings. Well, now YouTube deletes channel of Spain's populist Vox party that has been winning elections. Facebook just banned their site a month ago. That's mainline populist parties banned. That's globalist operations right there. But I've told you that Senator Josh Hawley, former Attorney General of Missouri, top of his class, American patriot. I get a good feeling about him, not just his words. Talk about the value of family and of a little fishing pond behind your house and of just being hardworking and not wanting to be part of Hollywood or the globalist system, but just wanting to be on the PTA or, you know, wanting to help fix old people's cars or just being a good human. That's so fulfilling. Loving Jesus. And he's been fighting Google since he was the attorney general. And I've watched him over and over again when he brings out the Chi-Coms and the globalists and says it's time for action. All the bills he introduced are amazing. So I've been singling him out as the type of leadership we need, just watching the work he's done the last year or so. Josh Hawley takes on big tech, which means they're going to come after him. You understand? That's like taking on the CIA and everybody else at the same time. Josh Hawley takes on big tech censors with a new bill that would strip them of immunity. I'm going to cover this more in the next hour. And New York lawmakers, okay, allowing illegal aliens to get driver's license and, of course, to vote. And we've got Ebola spreading now to multiple countries, getting outside Africa. There's over 300,000 flee violence in Congo amid massive Ebola outbreak, breakdown of society, newswars.com. That's directly from the UN. And they're all being told, come to the U.S. unvetted to Texas. And they are. Trump's being called a terrorist for saying that he wants to screen people for Ebola. Now, when you fly in from England or something, they check your passport. But now if you're coming in illegally from Africa, from Congo, you go straight into the country. The Democrats still control the courts in many areas, and it's just a nightmare situation. Trump's trying to change that, so are we. Okay, let's get into this stack right here. And then I'll go a little bit in the next hour with it, because there's no way we're going to finish up with this right now. Get that NBC News report ready for me. Thank you. And this is why they want my head on a pike, politically. Here's a story out of News Punch. And there's new reports that this is being investigated again. NBC News, Hillary Clinton covered up pedophile ring at State Department. And you wonder why Matt Lauer, for all his problems, got let go. He didn't do a good enough job covering this up. Then I'll get to the latest developments on this front. Massive pedophile ring busted by cops. Let's go ahead and roll this clip.
It's over here, and we are following this breaking news out of Washington. Some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children. The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the breaking news that just came in. Andrew Gillum said, Hillary, you must be exhausted on Twitter because you've been running through a real Donald Trump small mind for a long time. So a groveling, sycophantic statement. And she says, I can handle it, blessed with stamina. And thankfully, I didn't stay up last night watching InfoWars. and they know, this is the audience that got Trump elected over the top. We're the reboot of America. We're the 1776 poll star between myself and Trump. And it's true. It's the people. And then as they say, mad prophet of the Tea Party, as they said 8 years ago, and then Trump, and that's why they want to shut down, because we're about to do this. You just saw that report. Well, it's back in the news. It's being investigated because of the Nexivum cult trial. It's now come out in court that Hillary Clinton was involved and that they had cult members planting stuff on computers so that they could spy on Hillary, they could spy on each other. The Brothmans were involved being spied on. The cult was getting women into it, saying it was feminist empowerment by worshiping men and starving yourself to death for Lucifer. And children being kidnapped out of Mexico and disappearing. Crime Boss, closing arguments in the NXIVM trial, Satanism, Mexico child trafficking, Hillary, Schumer, and Gillibrand ties. And it goes on to all of the different child porn featuring Mexican child sex slaves as young as 5 years old. There were human breeding rituals that are satanic and human sacrifices. Do you think the reason who's being branded should be held to the table almost like a sacrifice? Rainier said to his one-time co-conspirator. This is a feeder group into the real Satan groups, like I told you. NXIVM had the financial records of ally Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton's emails. The sex cult's deep opposition research files, as political enemies included, we now learn, Roger Stone. That's right. Came up in trial. Documents from the archives and shedding light on how the sex cult stored data on top politicians, including Chuck Schumer, whom the cult viewed as a friendly ally, according to ex-employee Frank Parlato and Hillary Clinton. And this goes on for, this is a 12-page article. And then this is all over even mainstream news, but it's getting no attention. And remember, Stone got implicated in this cult only because they had a bunch of sub-companies. And they said, we want you to come speak to our group. Well, Stone's a public speaker. He came and spoke. It was really weird. He thought it was a cult. Got out of it. They were doing that, trying to compromise him, but he smelled it and got out. So Claire W. Brothman, an heiress to the Seagram Company business empire, allegedly implanted a keylogger virus on a computer of her late father, Edgar N. Brothman Sr. So they always go after rich men's daughters and then get them to do that to their husbands or fathers. Got to watch out, folks. So officials with the NXIVM Corporation could secretly monitor his emails, including his exchanges with world leaders and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, according to reports. This is just all a bunch of scum spying on each other. And again, they're all involved with Epstein and the Lolita Express and just all of it. It's unbelievable. And then people like Alan Dershowitz expose it, so they try to frame him with made-up crap. And that ties into Jeffrey Epstein. It's all made up. So if you expose it, they say you're part of it. It's just incredible. And here's some of the target files and who they went after. They were targeting Brothman and Rothschilds. Can you imagine being Rothschilds and Brothmans with all their tens of billions of dollars just laying around and all the people trying to get into it and all the rats and all the leftist crap? Just what a nightmare. Why don't you just bring Jesus into your life and stop devil worshiping and everything will be okay? You know? Oh, I haven't even scratched the surface. Sorry. There's a lot more coming up. The UN's own admission that Hillary's operatives run child kidnapping rings. The Associated Press reports.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.